Good evening. It's been a long time. Welcome back. In many parts of the world, it's spring again. In my country, flowers are starting to bloom. But unfortunately, in some other parts of the world, there are still wars raging. In West Asia, Middle East, in Ukraine. Today is still Ramadan, a holy month for Muslims. So I'm going to read some poems from Rumi, by Rumi, from the Big Red Book, curated and translated by Coleman Box. Chapter 8, As-Salam, Peace. Being fully alive in the moment has a peace to it, a continuous beginning. The tailor settled among his shop goods, quietly sewing, sitting tailor fashion as though in meditation. Repose inside work is deep nourishment. There is a clarity inside surrender. It is like what comes with the restraint from food and words during Ramadan. The sky is a lens to look through. We are finding new ways to wander within this majestic imagination. The holiday we have been waiting for is here. The friends we have wanted to be with have come. One of Rumi's metaphors for what it is like to be a lover is a fish in the sea. You have seen the way fish seem to be enjoying the oceans. That is how a lover moves through the intelligence of this life that we are inside. Calm in the midst of lightning. When the love lion wants to drink our blood, we let him. Every moment we offer up a new soul. Someone comes to collect the turban and the shoes. Calm in the midst of lightning stands the cause of lightning. The way I look is so fragile, yet here in my hand is an assurance of eternity. A snake drags along looking for the ocean. What would it do with it? If for penance you crush grapes, you may as well drink the wine. You imagine that the old Sufis had dark sentiment in their cups. It does not matter what you think. The flower that does not smile at the branch withers. Shams Tabriz rises as the sun. It is night now. What is the point of counting stars? A mountain nest. Have you seen a fish dissatisfied with the ocean? Have you seen a lover? Have you seen an image that tries to avoid the engraver? Have you seen a word emptied of meaning? You need no name. You are the ocean. I'm held in your sway. Fire in your presence turns to a rose bush. When I'm outside of you, life is a torment. Then Solomon walks back into Jerusalem, and 1,000 lanterns illuminate. The divine glory settles into a mountain nest. The emperor and the source of light, Shams Tabriz, lives here with no location in my chest. Full sun. There is one who teaches the moon and the evening star their beauty. Muslims, I'm so mingled with that no one can mingle with me. I was born of this love, so now I hang from this branch. Shadows are always changing, fleeing. I feel that fear. There is no peace except in full sun. A voice says, quick, the rope trick. And where did the moth go? When you hear that, coil the rope and begin to climb. Fly straight into the candle, this burning so dear. No coolness can tempt us out of its flame. Begin. This is now. Now is. Do not postpone till then. Spend the spark of iron on stone. Sit at the head of the table. Dip your spoon in the bowl. Sit yourself next to your joy and have your awakened soul pour wine. Branches in the spring wind, easy dance of jasmine and cypress, cloth for green robes has been cut from pure absence. You are the tailor, settled among his shop goods, quietly sewing. Live in the present. Enjoy each moment as it arises. Know Tolstoy. The past does not exist. The future has not begun. The present is an infinitely small point in time in which the already non-existent past meets the imminent future. At this point, which is timeless, a person's real life exists. Time passes by, we say. Time does not exist. Only we move. Time is behind us. Time is before us. But in the presence, there is no time. I consist of spirit and body. Time affects the body, but the life of the spirit has no meaning either in the past or in the future. All its life is concentrated in the present. Divine spirit is eternal. It exists out of time. Limitless time and space are divided into small limited parts to be used by limited beings. The soul is put into our body so that it can understand the notion of death and time. It contemplates this fact and calls it nature. Time does not exist. There is only a small and infinite present, and it is only in this present that our life occurs. Therefore, a person should concentrate all his spiritual force only on this present. Okay, one of my favorite poems now, Hope by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And the sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, and yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. Thank you for listening. Have a good evening.